नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य तिङन्तप्रक्रियायां द्विपञ्चाशः पाठः नवम्बर् मासस्य द्वाविंशः दिनाङ्कः येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्यमहेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। जिहोत्यादिगणस्य वर्गेषु अन्तिमः वर्गः। केचन हलन्ताः धातवः अवशिष्टाः। जुहोत्यादिगणे प्रथमः अंशः भवति द्वित्वम् अङ्गस्य सिद्धिः। श्लौ इति शपः लोपे सति द्वित्वं भवति। द्वित्वे किम् अङ्गम् इति निर्णीतम्। तत्र अङ्गं द्विविधं भवति, अजन्तं हलन्तं चेति। अजन्ताङ्गानां रूपसिद्धिः अधीता। अद्य हलन्ताङ्गानां रूपसिद्धिं पश्यामः। एते प्रत्ययाः सर्वदा स्मर्तव्यं रूपसिद्धौ। ति तः अति झोन्तः इति अन्तादेशं बाधित्वा अदभ्यस्तादिति अदादेशः भवति। सीथः थमीवहमः इत्यन्ये प्रत्ययाः अनदन्ताङ्गेभ्यः ये प्रत्ययाः ते एव। यत्र विशिष्य दृश्यते तत्रैव भेदः। लङ्लकारे जसः झि इत्यस्य स्थाने सिजभ्यस्तविदिभ्यश्च इत्यनेन झेर्जुस् इति जुस् आदेशः भवति इत्यपि विशेषः। हलन्तधातूनां रूपसिद्धिं पश्यामः। हलन्तेषु पुनः भागद्वयमस्ति, अदुपधाः इगुपधाः। येषाम् उपधायाम् अकारः ह्रस्वकारः अस्ति, अन्येषाम् उपधायाम् इक् वर्णः दृश्यते। तत्र अदुपधाः धातवः त्रयः। धन् धातुः, तत्र द्वित्वे धन् धन्, हलादिशेषः इति कृते दधन् इति अङ्गम्। जन् धातुः, द्वित्वे जजन्। भस् धातुः, द्वित्वे बभस् इति अङ्गं सिद्ध्यति। तत्र आदौ धन् धातुं पश्यामः। धन् दधन् ति इत्यस्ति। तत्र सूत्रं नष्टापदान्तस्य झलि, यदि झल् वर्णः परतः अस्ति तर्हि नष्टापदान्तस्य झलि इत्यनेन अनुस्वारः भवति। अनुस्वारस्य ययि परसवर्णः। सो दीस् टु आर् द सन्धीस् विच् हेपन् वेर् एवर् अप्लिकबल् फार् द धातु। सो नष्टापदान्तस्य झलि इत्यनुस्वारः, अनुस्वारस्य ययि परसवर्णः। तिप् सिप् इत्येतयोः त्रयोः हल्याभ्यो दीर्घात् सुतिस्य पृक्तं हल् इत्यनेन अपृक्तस्य तकारस्य सकारस्य च लोपः। If you look at this, so all these are parasmaipadi dhatus. Sarvepi ete halanta dhatavah parasmaipadinah. Ataha parasmaipadasahitasyaiva rupasya. So where this is marked in yellow, anuswaraha parasavarnaha ubhayam bhavati, ataha punaha nakaraha. You originally have the nakara, anuswaraya parasavarne punar nakaraha shruyate. Dadhanti, dadhantaha, dadhantaha, dadhantha ityadi. Si, hi. इत्येतयोः परयोः अनुस्वारः भवति, किन्तु यै वर्णः न इत्यतः परसवर्णः नास्ति। दधं दधंसि दधंहि इति। अन्येषु किमपि न भवति, दधन्न इत्येव। दधन्ति दधन्तः दधनति, दधंसि दधन्तः दधन्थ, दधन्मि दधन्वः दधन्मः इत्यादीनि रूपाणि। Somebody wants to take the forms?
ददन्ति ददन्तः ददनति, ददंसि ददन्तः ददन्त, ददन्मि ददन्वः ददन्मः। ददन्तु ददन्ताम् अददन्तात्, ददन्तां ददनतु, ददन्हि ददन्तं ददन्त, ददनानि ददनाव ददनाम। अहं अददन् अददन्ताम् ආදධනනුහු දැන් ආදධන ආදධන්තම් ආදධනත ආදධනම් ආදධන්ව ආදධන්ම ආදධන්‍යාත් දදන්‍යාතාම් දදන්‍යුහු දදන්‍යාහ දදන්‍යාතාම් දදන්‍යාත දදන්‍යාම් දදන්‍යාව දදන්‍යාම
जनधातुः अस्ति द्वितीयः जनधातोः विशिष्य सूत्राणि सन्ति प्रथमं सूत्रमस्ति जनसनखनाम संझलोः इति जनसनखनाम त्रयाणां धातूनां सनखन इत्युभयम् इतोपि अस्ति अग्रे अदादिगणे जनसनखनाम संझलोः सन् प्रत्यये परतः पुनश्च झलोः आत् इति अनुवर्तते प्रथम आकारादेशः भवति किङिति किति इति अर्थात् अपिति झलि पुनः झल् इत्यस्ति सनः अपि झल् इति विशेषणं झलि किङिति उभयोः विशेषणम् अतः द्विवारं झलः श्रवणं झलि किङिति झलादौ सनि किङिति झलि सो वेन् इट् मीट्स् सन् विच् इस् झलादि एण्ड् आल्सो अन् अपित् प्रत्यय विच् इस् झलादि आत्वं भवति सो यू हैव आकार एज द अंतादेश अंगाधिकारः असिद्धवदधिकारः जनसनखन धातूनाम् अंगस्य आकारः अंतादेशः स्यात् झलादौ सनि झलादौ किङिति प्रत्यये च इति सूत्रार्थः जजन् तः इत्यस्ति तः इति अपित् प्रत्ययः किङित् सार्वधातुकम् अपित् इति nitvam nita nidvad bhavah so you have the nakara is replaced by akara so you have ja ja a tah so ja and a akasvarna dirgha itene svarna dirghe ja iti bhavat so instead of jan you hear the ja whenever it is apit sarvadhatuka okay jhaladau apit so jajatah जजन्ति जजातः इति प्रथमं सूत्रं जनधातोः विशेषः जनसनखनां संझलोः इत्यनेन आत्वं भवति द्वितीयमस्ति ये विभाषा सो वी कैन सी 42 6442 एंड 6443 सो द मीनिंग इज वेरी ऑब्वियस यकारादौ प्रत्यये परे आत्वं विकल्पेन भवति सो इट इज एन ऑप्शनल आत्वा वेन फॉलोड बाय एन यकारादि प्रत्यय सो द अनुवृत्ति एंड अधिकार आर ऑल द सेम सो जनसनखन धातूनाम् अंगस्य आकारः अंतादेशः वा स्यात् यकारादौ किङिति सो द प्रीवियस वाज झलादौ किङिति नित्यं आत्वं भवति यकारादौ किङिति विकल्पेन आत्वं भवति सो जजन यात् सो यू हैव जजायात् जजन्यात् इति रूपद्वयं भवति तृतीयम् अपि सूत्रमस्ति जम गम हन जन खन घसाम् लोपः किङिति अनङि सो पञ्चधातवः सन्ति गम हन जन खन घसाम् लोपः किङिति अनङि अचि इति अनुवर्तते अजिष्णुधातुभ्रुवाम् इत्यतः अचि इति अनुवर्तते उपधायाः इत्यपि अनुवर्तते सो यु हाव् उपधायाः लोपः स्यात् सो द उपधा दट् इस् द अकार इस् डिलीटेड् वेन् फालोड् बै एन् अजादि किङित् सो झलादौ आत्वं यकारादौ विकल्पेन आत्वम् अजादौ लोपः एतेषां धातूनाम् अङ्गस्य उपधायाः लोपः स्यात् अजानौ किङिति प्रत्यये परे न तु अङि अनङ् इत्यस्ति अङ् इति विकरणप्रत्ययः लुङ्लकारे दृश्यते सो तत्र न भवति तदरि अतिरिच्य अन्यत्र अजादौ किङिति प्रत्यये परे उपधा लोपः सो यु हाव् जजन् अति उपधायाः अकारस्य लोपे जज् न् अति नकारस्य जकारेण योगे स्तोष्टु नाष्टुहु इत्यनेन श्रुत्वे जज्ञति जज्ञति इति रूपम्। अतः इदानीं जा धातोः विशिष्य त्रीणि सूत्राणि
I just the first couple of sutras I just couldn't understand why the akara and the nakara was replaced. Is it replacing t, but it doesn't seem to say anything about it?
Sorry, it is replacing. It is
in
not
the first two sutras. How did the a and the nakara get replaced?
It is not
because it doesn't say what it's replacing.
No, it replaces only the nakara. It's the antadesha alontyasya, and then we do a savarna dirgha. So you have jaja jaja.
Right, that just started to come into my mind as I said it, but I wasn't sure, so that's what I needed to know. Thanks.
Yeah. So, Sutra Trayam Vishishya Janadhatoho. So, Atvam. So, Jhaladau Kiniti. So, the blue ones, wherever it is Jhal, आत्वं भवति नित्यं आत्वं भवति जनसनखनाम लो सॉरी इट्स नॉट द लोप या संझलो आई ऑलवेज हैव अ प्रॉब्लम विथ रिकलेक्टिंग द सूत्र सो जनसनखनाम किंगित्यनं इत झलादौ किंगिति यू हैव द संझलो जनसनखनाम संझलो इति सूत्रेण आत्वं भवति यकारादौ प्रत्यये परे ये विभाषा इत्यनेन विकल्पेन आत्वं भवति सो दिस वन शुड एक्चुअली बी कलर्ड इन ब्राउन बिकॉज इट रेफर्स टू द यकार एंड देन द अजादि अपित् प्रत्यय अति अतु एंड उहु सो इन दोस केसेस वी हैव द उपधा लोप गमसन जन खन घसाम लोप इत्यनेन उपधा लोप भवति सो दीस थ्री आर स्पेशल फॉर जनधातु The rest you have the usual anuswara parasavarna jajanti. So anuswara parasavarne punahanakaraha. Sakare pare nascha padanta sijhali iti anuswaraha. For the rest there is no karya. Okay. Rav.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go slow because
no problem.
I have to. Jajanti, jajataha, jagnyati, jajamsi, jajataha, jajata, jajanmi, jajanvaha, jajanmaha. Okay, Lord. Jajantu Jajatat Jajatam Jagnyatu Jajahi Jajatat Jajatam Jajata Jajanani Jajanava Jajama Langlakara Pasmaipadam Jajant Jajan
Ajajan
Ajajan Ajajatam Ajajnuhu Jajan Jajans
Jajan Ajajan Tatrapi Sakara
Ajajas
Ajajan Akara is deleted by
Sakara and Takara is Lopa, yes. Ajajan Ajajatam Ajajata Jajanam
Ajajanam
Jajanva Ajajan Ajajanam Ajajan Ajajanva Ajajanma Vidhiling Lakaraha that color there's no indication so
no this is the one this right side so I forgot to change the color so it will be one optional art
okay Jajayat.
Jajanyat.
Jajayatam. Jajanyatam. Jajayuhu. Jajanyuhu. Jajayaha. Jajanyaha. Jajayatam. Jajanyatam. Jajayata. Jajanyata. Jajayam. Jajanyam. Jajayava. Jajanyava. Jajayama. Jajanyama.
Yes. So, Janadhato. Sorry, yes.
Tongue twister.
It's
a quite a tongue twister.
Yeah, it is quite difficult. Different forms, I think. I mean, they have all been used in the Vedas. That is why it's like, it's a bit. But the Jyotiryagana forms are generally that. Because you already have the Dvitva and also the Sandhi on the right hand side. So,
Swami, is this Jyotiryagana mostly used in Vedas?
Not necessarily. Some of them are very popular. Say the Dadhatu or the Madhatu. They are popularly used in the Samskrita.
Laukika?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The thing is, I mean, if you are looking at Vyavaharika Samskrita, yes. I mean, in speaking, I'm sure like nobody uses anything other than the Dadhatu. I don't think any other thing is used. If you're looking only at the speaking or the spoken Sanskrit. Because, I mean, obviously the reason is, we know now. Because the forms are rather varied and it's not a regular gana. But if you look at literature, yes, quite a few forms are used.
Yeah, like Kavyas and
Vedas.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
The thing is, these days our parichaya of prayoga comes mostly from the spoken thing, rather than like the earlier days when it was almost exclusively from literature. Right? I mean, it is good. I mean, there is nothing about the positives. But the thing is, our familiarity with these forms, because the focus on literature has rather reduced. For a general person who is studying Sanskrita, if you have not studied any kavyas or the actual literature, many of these forms are totally new, because there is no way anybody will use forget Janadhatu, but I mean, even other Jyotiryagana dhatus are not used in Vyavahara. Right. So, Satra Kashtana Prashnaha, how Stoshchunashchuhu is applied for Jagyuhu? Stohushchunashchuhu, Sakara Tavarga Yoho. Shakar Chavargabhyam Yoge. So there is a Tritiya which uses, which says that when it comes either before or after, so the Sakar or Tavarga. Tavarga is replaced by Chavarga. So Chavarga Akshara is Nyakara. So you have Jaj, Ny, Ati. So J and Ny together form the Gnya. So Jajnyati. Okay. Ne Prashna Santiyo.
Swamiji, in the last dhatu, the he was retaining the anuswara. What happened with the atvam that the he is using atvam here in the lakara? I just missed that part of the sutra.
This is jal. Sakara comes as a part of jal.
Jal, right. Okay. Thank you.
So, that's
it. I see it.
Okay. So idanim tritiyaha adupadaha dhatuhu bhasu. So bhasa dhatoha vishaye ekam sutram asti vishishya bhasa dhatoha vishaye ghasi bhasor halicha iti sutram ghasi bhasohu ghas iti adadhatoho adeshaha bhasa dhatuhu ubhayohu halicha kim bhavati upadhalopaha iti anuvartate. So you have the upadhalopa which is coming down. And kingiti, ityapi asti, and also achi. So till the previous sutra, you have from ajishna dhatu bhruvam, you have achi. So this says halicha. So both ajadi and haladi kingit. So any apit pratyaya, apit sarvadhatuka, you have the upadhalopa. Sarveshu haladau ajadau cha. Angadhikaraha ghasiphasorangasya upadhayaha lopahasyat kingiti pratyaye. So in general, whether it is azadi or haladi, we have the upadha lopa. So you have babhas taha. So upadha akaraha, akarasya lope babhas taha. So babhas ati, azadav api, upadhayaha lope babhas ati. Ubhayoho haladi ajadi apit pratyayoho parayoho upadhalopaha bhavati. Agre kim bhavati? Jhalo jhali iti sutramasti. So this is not specific to bhas. This is simply a sandhi sutra which applies everywhere in common. Jhalaha iti panchami, jhali iti saptami, sasya iti shashti anuvartate, lopaha iti prathama api anuvartate. Purvatra siddhamityatikaraha. Jhalah parasya sasya lopahasya jhali. So sakara which is sandwiched between two jhal letters will be deleted. Satra babhas taha. Upadha lope krate babhas taha. Bhakaraha jhal. Takaraha api jhal. Jhalah parasya sasya lopahasya jhali ityanena sakarasya lope babh taha iti bhavati. Sarvatra jhaladau pratyaye sakaraha lupyate. So now again there have to be some sandhis done, which we have done earlier. So the bhasadhatu prakriya in the haladi or the ajadi apit can take two forms. So prathamam takaradau athava thakaradau pratyaye pare babhas taha. Ghasi bhasor halicha ityanena upadha lopaha babhas taha. Jhalo jhali iti sakarasya lopaha. Because we are talking of takara or thakara in the pratyaya. The previous letter is always bhakara. So we have jhal on both sides. So sakara is deleted. So we have babh taha. Jhashastathor dhodaha. Ridhadigane idam sutram adhitam. Jhashaha parayoho takara thakarayoho dhakaraha adeshaha. So takara thakara is preceded by a jhash. So jhabhai ghadhadhash, the mahaprana letters. So it is converted to dhakara. So you have babhu dhaha. Jhalam jhash jhashi ityanena jashtve babdhaha. Babhasti babdhaha iti rupam. So the one set of prakriya is where you have the upadhalopa, salopa, and then dhatva and jashtva. So these come in a series. The second kind of prakriya where it is ajadi or adhaladi, where there is no jhal following the sakara. So you have babhas, ati, atrapi ghasi bhasor halicha ityanena upadhalopa bhavati, babhas, ati. Atra bhakarasya sakare pare kharicha ityanena chartve pakaraha. So you have bapsati. Babhasti babdhaha bapsati. So it's not something which you can arrive at by just intuitively. But so bhasadhatoho prakriyaya you have babhas. Haladau pati piti kimapi karyam nasti. Babhasti so babhasti. Ajadav piti api kimapi karyam nasti. So pitsu pratyayeshu babhas ityeva bhavati. Babhasani babhasava babhasama. Takaradav athava thakaradav apiti. You have the upadha lopa by ghasi bhasor halicha. Jhalo jhali iti sakarasya lopaha. Jhashastathor dhodaha iti dhatvam. Jhalam jashchashi iti jashtvam sarvam bhavati. Anyatra apiti upadha lopaha chartvam. So the bhakara is converted to pakara. So on the thing. So the haladi pit kimapi karyam nasti. So it just becomes babhas. And the ajadi pit also it remains as babhas. Just one second please. So, yatra thakaraha. So, you notice that I have already changed the thakara and thakara to dhakara because of chashastathor dhodaha. Okay, I have made the change here. The pratyaya itself, because the pratyaya changes. So, pratyaya itself, everywhere you hear the dhakara. So, all these are derived from thakara and thakara. Only in the case of dhi, it is hujalbhyo her dhi. So, you readily have a dhakara. In all other cases, it is the takara or thakara which is changed to dhakara by jhashastathor dhodaha. Okay. So, when you have that, you have the upadhalopa and then salopa and then dhatvam, jashtvam. So, you hear the anga is heard only as babu. Okay. Babdaha, babdaha, babdha, babdhi, babdhat, ityadi. So, then you have the green ones, which is the ajadi or the ajaladi pratyaya. Tatra, oh, I'm not changed this, just a second. Kim Papu? Okay, atra, the green ones, we have the upadhalopa by ghasibhasur halicha, and then the bhakara gets converted to pakara by chartvam. So you have bapsati, bapsvaha, bapsmaha. So atra, takar, langlakare, tip sipoho parayoho, halnyambhyo dirgha sutisya prattam hal ityanena, pratyaha lupyate. So you have ababhas, tatra, kharvasanayor visarjaniyaha. Sasajashoruhu kharvasanayor visarjaniyaha ityanena rutve visarge ababhaha iti rupam. Okay. Himanshu,
yes. Babhasti. Yes. Babdha. Babsati. Babhapsasi.
Babhassi.
Babhassi. Babhassi. Babdha. Babdha. Babhasmi. Babsavaha. Babsamaha. Babhapstu. Babdhat. Babdham. Babsatu. Babdhi. Babdhat. Babdham. Babdha. Babhasani. Babhasava. Babhasama. Ababha.
Ababha.
Ababha. Ababha. Sorry. Ababha. Ababdham. Ababsu.
Ababsu.
Ababsu. Thanks. Ababsuhu. Ababha. Ababdham. Ababdha. Ababhasam. Ababsma. Ababsma. Ababsva. Ababsma. Bapsayat. Bapsayatam. Bapsyuhu. Bapsyaha. Bapsyatam. Bapsyata. Bapsyam. Bapsyava. Bapsyama.
So, bhasadhatoho, ekameva sutra, it's only one sutra you have to remember, which is ghasibhasor halicha. Padhalopaha bhavati apiti. Okay, so what happens after that is all sandhi. Right? So you have the sakara lopa, the dhishastathor dhodhaha, or kharicha, or chalam dhashi. So they are all the normal sutras. So even though the rupas look challenging, there is nothing other than remembering that the upadha is deleted.
Swamiji, did we get a murda sakara, shakara over in the lung for va and ma? Did we get a murdanya shakara for va and ma? Or did it remain sakara?
No. There is no murdhanya here.
Okay, I thought I heard. So, and then, and then for the, what exactly is happening in the Parasmaiparamukhi, the Pratama Purusha and the Dvitiya Purusha, the Madhyama Purusha for, with the Takara and the Sakara, what exactly is happening there?
Halnyabhyo Dirghatatisya Pratam Hal. So we delete the Takara and Sakara. So you have Ababhas in both cases. Sasajashoruhu and Kanavati.
Right. Right, no, that's not a problem. So the stem would be bub, right? Like we have in the blue. It would be the same as in the
No. Babhas. Because it's pit.
Oh, babhas. Oh, okay. Babhas. Okay, babha. So they babha. Ababaha.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
So, ete trayaha adupadhaha dhatavaha. Dhan, jan, bhas. So, dhanadhatoho vishaye vishishtam sutram nasti. Janadhatoho vishaye, you have the janasanakhanam sanchaloho. And then, gamasana janakhanaghasam lopaha kingityanangi. And then, ye vibhasha. Okay, three sutras. Two which give Atvam and the third which gives Upadhalopa. Bhasadhatoho vishaye Upadhalopasya ekam sutram ghasibhasor halita. Haladau ajadau cha kiniti prateye Upadhayaha lopaha. Agre igupadhaha dhatavaha. Esham Upadhayam ik varanaha asti. Tur dhatuhu. Nij, vij, vish, dhish. Iti. Pancha dhatavaha santi. So, tur dhritvekrate, tur, haladisheshaha, tutur. Nij, shlau iti dhritve nij, haladisheshaha, nij, and then nijam trayanam gunaha, shlau iti abhyasasya gunaha. So, ne nij. So, ne nij, vevij, vevish iti trayanam angani. So, dhish. Dhish, dhish, haladisheshaha, dhidhish, abhyase charcha, didhish. So, tutur, nenij, vevij, vevish, didhish, iti, etesham, angani. So, as soon as you have the ik in the upadha, there is the possibility of puganta laghupadhasyacha. There are also laghupadhas, and therefore, puganta laghupadhasyacha ityanena gunaha bhavati pitsu pratyayeshu. Right. So, tuturti becomes tutorti, nenekti, vevekti, veveshti, didheshti, etc. Sarvatra gunaha bhavati. Gunastu sarvatra pitsu pratyayeshu prapnoti. Kinto, ajadau piti gunanishedhaha asti, nabhyastasya achipiti sarvadhatuke iti sutram, na abhyastasya iti shashti, achi. Piti sarvadhatuke iti sarvamapi saptami vibhaktau gunaha iti anuvartate laghupadhasyacha ityati. So this is 7387 immediately following puganta laghupadhasyacha, which is 7386. Okay, so you have sarvadhatuka ardhadhatuka yohu puganta laghupadhasyacha nabhyastasya achipiti sarvadhatuke abhyastasya angasya. So an anga which is abhyasta. Abhyasta is ubhe abhyastam. Dvitve krute ubhayoho abhyasta samya bhavati. So abhyastasya angasya ajadau piti sarvadhatuke gunaha na bhavati. So guna is prevented even in pit. The normal case is niticha ityanena apiti gunanishedha sarvatra bhavati. Kintu piti api gunanishedha anena sutrena diyate. Abhyastasya laghupadhasya angasya ajadau piti sarvadhatuke gunaha nasyat gunanishedha. So you have tutur ani. Astutaha gune prapte gunaha nishidhyate. So there is nothing, it just becomes suturani. But there is no guna. Guna is prevented in this case because of nabhyastasya achiviti sarvadhatu. Okay. So forget this sutra and we'll spend like hours wondering why there is no guna, which I myself have experienced. So nabhyastasya achiviti sarvadhatu ke iti sutrena. Piti sarvadhatuke guna nishedha bhavati. So this sutra applies to all these, all five, where there are igupadhas. Turudhatuho Pashamaha Haladau piti Pugandalaghupadhasya ityanena gunaha bhavati. Ajadau piti Nabhyastasya chiti guna nishedha. Gune nishidhe kimapikaryam nasti. It just remains as it is. Haladau piti Halicha iti upadha dirghaha. Halicha is a sutra which we did earlier also. It comes after Rvor upadhaya dirghai kaha Halicha. Rvoho upadhayaha Rephavantasya dhatoho Upadhayaha ikaha Dirghaha syat. Rvoho upadhayaha ikaha dirghaha Hali. Well followed by a hal. So the upadha, the ik which is in the upadha of Rephanta dhatu is elongated. Dirghaha bhavati hali. Ataha halada upiti halicha ityanena upadha dirghaha bhavati. Ajadau piti kimapi karyam nasti. So it remains as tutur. So actually in both ajadau piti and ajadau apiti. I'm sorry. So this should be haladau apiti and ajadau apiti. So haladau apiti halicha ityanena upadha dirghaha ajadau apiti kimapi karyam nasti. So in both cases pit and apit, if it is ajadi there is no karya, it just remains as tutur. Haladau piti gune krate tutor, haladau apiti dirghe krate tutur. Okay. So you have the green ones, which is the pugantalaghu upadhasya ityanena gune tutor. So tutorti, tutorshi, tutormi. Ajadau apiti guna nishedha. So there is actually no karya, it remains as tutur, but to emphasize on the guna nishedha, we still have it in a different color. So tuturani, tuturava, tuturama. Haladau apiti halita ityanena dirghaha. So you have tuturtaha, tuturtaha, tuturvaha. Ajadau apiti kimapi nasti. So just have tutur, tuturati. Tuturatu atuturuhu. Paul?
Swamiji, I just had a comment before we can continue. The Tithi Anaste is applied only to Padantasi. That's why Bhashasti does not come.
No, it's not Babhasti. You have Ababhas, it is still Padanta, no? Once you remove the Pratyaya, Ababhas. The pratyaya is gone. So abhas sakara is padanta. If it is not padanta, you can know, not apply sasajishuru holes.
Right. So abhas, it is padanta. But there is no tissue there. Okay, anyway, I'll think about some more.
Yeah. Okay. So for the others, I'm wondering what was this was about. Just a minute, Paul. The babhas. So I didn't raise it. So you have the ababhas t and ababhas s. So once we remove the halyamhya dirghatsutisya prattam hal, we have ababhas. Okay. So the normal thing is to do rutva visarga, which is what is given in all books. I mean, I have referred to at least five different books. So all books give only ababhaha. So that is the right form. But I was wondering why we don't apply pipyanastehe or sipi dhato rurva. If you remember from the Rudhadigana, if the dhatu is sakaranta, tipi anastehe, asbhinasya sakarantasya dhatoho, padantasya dattvam bhavati. So instead of rutva, as an apavada to rutva, we have the dattva. Okay, so we had atakat, atakad, and some other dhatu in the Rudhadigana also. So there is dattva and optional chattva. And similarly, sipi dhatoho rurva. In sip, there should be the rutva optionally, and then there is also dattva. So three forms. So we saw the his dhatu in Rudhadigana. It had forms ahinat and ahinad in sip, and ahinaha, ahinat, ahinad. Three forms in sip. Okay. So that should apply to all sakaranta dhatus. Okay. Pratyaya lope pratyaya lakshana is always there. I mean, it's only because of the pratyaya lakshana that we call this as tipi and sipi. The sutra very specifically says tipi pare dattvam bhavati, sipi pare varutvam. So in the absence of rutva, you have the dattva. Okay. So why does that not apply to this dhatu? It is sakaranta, and you have, at least it seems that all other conditions are satisfied. So I spent some half an hour yesterday wondering, and I could not find an answer. So if any of you can think of it, please let me know, or let us know, so that we can know in the next class. Okay. All the books I've referred to, the Dhatuvritti does not mention it. Siddhanta Kaumudi, Kaumudi itself does not have this. I mean, he gives only the Laklakara forms. But Balamanorama says Ababhaha. Pushpa Dikshit's books give Ababhaha. There is a Brihad Dhatu Rupavali given by the Shringeri Matham, which is a pretty reliable book. So that also gives Ababhaha. So none of them give the optional Dattva or even the Dattva. So, but the reason for it not applying, we have to think. Okay. So that was about the Bhas. So coming back to the Tur Dhatu. Yes, Paul.
Okay, so it's Turorti.
Tutorti.
Get me started, thank you. Okay, go ahead. Tutorti. Tututaha. And tutorati. Tutorshi. Tuturtaha, tuturta, tutormi, tuturvaha, tuturmaha, tutortu, tuturtat, tuturtam, tuturtu, tuturhi, tuturtat, tutur tam tuturta, tuturani, tutur, sorry, tuturani,
tuturani, natva,
tuturani, tuturava, tuturam. So then tutur atutur atuturam, atuturva, atuturma, tuturyat, tuturyatam, tuturyuhu, tuturyaha, tuturyatam, tuturyat, tuturyam, tuturyava, tuturyam.
So the here, so tip and sip, you have halgyambhyo dirghatsutisya prattam hal ityanena lopaha. So after Lopa, I mean, you still have the Guna because of Pratyaya Lakshana. Pugandala Bhupadasya Chayati Gune Krite. So you have Atutor. So the Pratyayas are deleted. So the Rutva gets Visarga directly. So Kharavasanaya Visarjaniya. So Atutoho Iti Rupam. So in both cases, the form will be Atutoho. Questions? There was one question. Somebody says that Pushpa Dikshit does not do Guna Nishedha and Tuturani. She does. I think she does. Because she definitely mentions Nabhyastasya Chivati. Yes, page 403 in the Sahaja Bodha. 402 and 403. Tuturani, Tuturava, Tuturama. So there is Guna Nishedha. Okay, so we will move ahead. So Tur Dhatu. So next you have the Nijam Trayanam. So the three Dhatus, Nij, Vij and Vish. So Nij, Vij, both of them are Jakarantas. So Haladav Piti, Pugantalaghu Pathasya Chayati Gunaha. So you have the guna also where there is a jhal following choh kuhu ityanena kutvam bhavati. Okay, so you have ne nij ti gune puganta laghu padasya chaityanena gune krite ne nej ti tatra choh kuhu ityanena kutve ne nekti ne nekshi. So if it is not a jhal following, so ne nij ni, you just have guna ne nejmi. So if the following letter is jhal, there is kutva by choh kuhu. Again, a sutra which we have covered earlier. Chavargasya kavargadeshah bhavati jhali padantecha. Ajadav piti nabhyastasya chipiti sarvadhatuketi guna nishedhah bhavati. So there is no difference at all. So neni jani, neni java, neni jama, kimapi karyam na bhavati. Haladav apiti. Haladav apiti choh kuhu ityanena kutvam bhavati. Jhaladav apiti kshamyatam. So when it is followed by an apit pratyaya which is jhaladi, you have choh kuhu iti kutvam. If it is a khar letter, you have kharicha iti chartvam bhavati. Ajhaladav apiti. So if it is an apit which is not jhaladi, okay, whether it is ajadi or vakara, makara, etc., kimapi karyam na bhavati. So you have the haladi pit, you have the guna, and then nenekti, nenekshi, nenejmi, nenektu. Ajadau piti kimapi nabhavati, nabhyastasya jipiti sarvadhatuketi guna nishedhaha. So nenijani, nenijama, nenijama, anenijam. Jhaladau apiti. So apit which is jhaladi, you have chokhu. So it becomes nenig. Kharicha ityanena chartve nenik. So neniktaha, neniktaha, nenikta. So if it is dhi, here is a nenigdhi. There is no chartva. Okay, nenigdhi. Hushalbhyo herdhi ityanena hi ityasya sthane dhi. Anantaram nenij dhi chokho iti kutve nenigdhi. So anyatra nakinchit neni jati neni jvaha neni jmaha neni jyat ityadishu kinchit karyam nasti. So in tip and sip gunaha bhavati nenek, I mean nenej. So you have the pratyaya lopa halyabhyo dirghatsitisya prattam hal choh kuhu iti padante kutvam bhavati. So you have neneg vavasane iti chartve anenek, aneneg, iti rupadvayam. So you have guna, pratyalopa, kutva and vaikalpika, chartva. So anenek, aneneg. Meenakshi.
Meenakshi. Nenikta. Nenekshi. Nenikta. Nenikta. Nenekmi.
Nenejmi.
Nenejmi. Nenijwaha. Nenijmaha. Nenektu. Nenikam. Nenikat. Nenikam. Nenikthu.
Nenijatu.
Nenijatu. Nenigdhi. Nenikthat. Nenikthum. Nenikta. Nenijani. Nenijava. Nenijama. Anenek. Anenektam.
Anenektam.
Anenektam. Anenektuhu.
Anenijuhu. There is no.
Anenijuhu. Oh, anenijuhu. Anenik. Anenik.
Anenek.
Anenek. Anenek. Anenektam. Anenektam. Anenikta. Anenijam, aneniva,
anenijva, anenijma.
Anenijva, anenijma. Anenim, ane. First one?
Anenijam.
Anenijam, anenijva, anenijma. Nenijyat, nenijyatam, nenijyuhu. Neni jiaha, neni jiatam, neni jiata, neni jiam, neni jiava, neni jiama.
So the same thing will be for vij. So it will be vevek or vevej. So vevekti, veviktaha, vevijati. So there is no difference at all because the final letter is the same. So it will be vevekshi, veviktha, veviktha, vevejmi, vevijvaha, vevijmaha, ityadini rupani, vijadhatoho, kutrapi bhedaha, nasti. The last two dhatus are vishu and dhishu. So it becomes vevishu and didhishu. So vevishu ityatra abhyasasya nijam trayanam gunashlaviti gunaha, didhishu ityatra abhyasasya gunaha nasti. So, vevishu and didhishu. So, haladau piti pugantaraghupathasya chayati gunaha bhavati. Sipi shadhoh kassi. So, you have vevishu si. Gunekrate veveshu si. Shadhoh kaha si. So, this sutra we again saw in the Rudhadigana. Shakara dhakara yoho sakare pare kakara deshaha bhavati. So, it becomes vevek. Si, vevekshi, iti bhavati. Veveshti, vevishtaha, vevishati, vevekshi. Shakarasya sthane kakara deshaha, shadhokasi, iti. Ajadav piti, nabhyastasya chipiti sarvadhatuke, iti, gunanishedhaha. Jhaladav apiti. So when again followed by the jhaladi and not pit, you have the shtutva for the takara or thakara. Wherever the pratyaya has takara or thakara, it gets converted to takara or thakara by shtutva. So it need not be in jhaladi, even in the haladi. So you have veveshti, veveshti, it becomes veveshti. So the shakara converts the following takara or thakara to shtutva. Okay, so to takara or thakara. And if it is dhakaradi, you have the shtutva and also the jashtva for the shakara. So it becomes dakara. Okay. So we will see examples. So ajhaladau kimapi karyam nasti. So if it is not jhal, there is no karya. So you have Vevesh, Veveshti, Vevekshi. So Shadhokasi Tikatvam, Veveshmi, Veveshti, Vevekshi, Veveshmi, Veveshtu. So Ajadav Piti, Karyam Kimapi Nasti. So Vevishani, Vevishava, Vevishama, Avevisham. Jhaladav Piti, you have the Shtutva. So Vevishtaha, Vevishtaha, Vevishtha, Vevishtam, Vevishtam, Vevishta, etc. So in case of he, you have Hujalbhyo Herdhihi. So you have Vevishdhi, Dhakarasya, Shtunashtuhu iti Shtutve, Vevishdhi, Jhalam Jash Jhashi ityanena, Shakarasya Jashtvena Dakaraha. So you have Vevidhi, Vevidhi. Iti rupam. Vevidhi, Vevishtat, Vevishtam, Vevishta. So Ajadav, Anyatra, Ajaladav, Apiti, Kimapi Karyam Nasti, Vevishati, Vevishvaha, Vevishmaha, Ityadi. So anybody would like to take this? Those who have not tried so far today. Mahadevan.
Deveshti. Devishtaha. Devishati. Devekshi. Devishtaha. Devishtha. Deveshmi. Devishvaha. Devishmaha. Float Lakare. Deveshtu. Devishta. Devishtam. Devishatu. Is it Devidhi?
Devidhi. There is no guna.
Devidhi. Devidhi. Devishta. Devishtam. Devishta. Vevishani.
Vevishani.
I think Nakum is there. Vevishani, Vevishava, Vevishama. Avedet. Avevishtam. Avevishuhu. Avedet. Avevishtam. Avevishta. Avevisham, Avevishwa, Avevishwa. Avevishyat, Avevishyatam, Avevishyuhu, Avevishyaha, Avevishyatam, Avevishyata, Avevishyam, Avevishyava, Avevishyam.
Okay, fine. As you can see, in tip and sip, again you have the guna, and then the pratyaya is deleted, so you have Avevish. Jalam jashonta ityanena shakarasya jashtvena dakaraha. So aveved vavasane iti vacharthvam. So you have aveved, aveved iti bhavati. Okay. So the didhish will have similar forms. So you have didheshti, didhishtaha, didhishati, didhekshi, didhishtaha, didhishtha, didheshmi, didhishvaha, didhishmaha. Samanam rupam. So it will be similar forms. So with this we have covered all dhatus of the jhotyadigana. Okay. So the useful exercise is you just take the dhatu patha. So what is the form after dvitva? So ga becomes jiga, jan, jajan, dhan, dadhan, dhish, didhish, tur, tutur, kit, chikit, and so on. So you have the dhatu patha. So first exercise is with the dvitva and the second is the forms. Actually, if you are able to tell the first three forms, you have the major three categories. One is haladi pit, the other is haladi apit, and the third one is jaladi apit. Sega. Jigati, Jigitaha, Jigati. Okay, so Jan. Jajanti, Jajataha, Jajnyati. So the major karyas you will generally have if you tell the first three forms of Lakt. So you will have to remember what is the special sutra. So for each of these, you will have to remember what is the karya. So Ga, what happens? There is nothing. There is Ihalyaghoho. That is the only sutra which appears. So Jigitaha. Okay. And then there is Lopa when followed by the Ajadi Pratyaya. So Haladau Ihalyaghoho iti Itvam Bhavati Ajadau Lopaha. So Jan, you have to remember the three special sutras. Right. So there is the Janakanakhasam Sanchaloho Ittinena Atvam Ye Vibhasha Iti Va Atvam Kamajanakhanakhasam Lopaha Kingityanengi Iti Upadha Lopaha. So Dhana, there is nothing. Nishchapadantasya Chali and Anuswarasi Parasavaranaha. So as I said, if you do an oral practice with the PPT by the side, I mean if you have a doubt, you can just refer to that, you know, the table, what happens. So if you can just look at the dhatu and recollect what are the karyas, you should be able to do the forms quite easily. Okay. So with this, we are done with the Juhotyadigana. So in the next class, we will start with the Adadi, which is definitely the most difficult of the ganas, simply because there is no factor which binds the dhatus together. If you look at all ganas, they have a common factor. There is the vikarana, the common vikarana, or even in the Juhotyadigana, the Vikarana is deleted, but you have the Shlau, the common karya which binds them together. So the one karya which is there for all dhatus is the Dvitva. So the Vikarana will generally give rise to some commonality between the dhatus. But unfortunately for the Adadigana, there are around 70 dhatus. There is nothing. You do Shap and the Shap is deleted. But there is no common karya for all. You just have to go them separately. So if, for each of them, it will be difficult. Okay. So yes, sir, if you notice that the first four ganas are very easy because they are all adantas. Even after that, the ganas which are ajanta ganas, say the kriyadi gana, the swadi gana, the sudadi gana, they are also fairly easy. So it is when you come to the angas where it is halanta. Say you have the rudhadi gana, where even though you have the vikarana, vikarana comes in between. So at the end you have the different hal letters. So in the Juhotyadi gana, they are all, some are ajantas, but the halantas are more. So again in the adadi gana, the halantas. Wherever you have a hal, so it will undergo hal sandhi with the pratyaya. So that is what gives rise to the difficulty. So if it is ach, it is easier, generally easier. Okay. So yes, it is there. But in the Dhatu Patha, we have around 2000. So these three ganas, the Rudhadi, the Juhotyadi and Adadi, they account for hardly some 100 or 120 Dhatus. Okay. It's not even 10%. So probably 5% of the Dhatus. So you will have to put in the effort, more effort. That's all. But with time, they will also, there is a pattern to all them. So it will become inherent if you practice. Especially if you do the oral practice regularly for some days, it will become more and more easy. Okay. So can you please upload the Dhatu Patha including the Juhotyadi Gana? Have I not done it? I should have uploaded it right at the first class of, or the second class of the Juhotyadi Gana. I'll check it. If it is not there, I will upload it. Okay. Any questions? So we will stop here. Yenakshara samamnayam adhigamya maheshwarat kutsnam vyakaranam proktam tasmai paninaye namaha vakyakaram vararuchim bhashyakaram patanjalim paninim sutrakaram cha pranatosmimunitrayam.